Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Wednesday here on Bet Sweats, we do power rankings. This week, the top of the National Football League, our top five teams. It's a challenging exercise, but we're going to go at it and have that conversation coming up in a quick moment. We'll do live dogs and teasers in 20, and later this hour, a brand new game. 3, 2, 1. Check it out. It's going to be fun. We are live on X all hour. Bet_Sweats. You can find the link to the video platform of this show, Bet_Sweats. Sam is at SB Shoot. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, where my mentions over the last 24 hours have been a disaster. Just after one stupid Bears tweet that I sent out, a stat that I noticed about Caleb Williams, and it's turned into Bears fans and Packers fans screaming at each other, even though Packers have nothing to do with this conversation. But that's how it goes. You are well aware, Sam. We were chatting during the break about how challenging this is. And, you know, I found that a lot of people agree. In the NFL right now, we don't really know who's good, or you might know who's good, but it's a large list, but you don't know how good they are. And there are a lot of bad teams, but I don't know how you kind of categorize them, like who's worse, like trying to figure out the worst team versus, I don't know, the 25th team. There doesn't seem to be much difference. And, you know, between 1 and 7, I don't think there's that much difference in the NFL right now.
This was very difficult, especially putting the team on line 1. That was, to me, the hardest part. I had the 5 teams, and mine is sort of a hybrid list between power rankings and power ratings. Understand that those two things are different. For example, I just got an email from one of my buddies in Vegas who makes NFL power ratings. He's got Buffalo number 1. If I put Buffalo number 1, people's brains would deprogram. So I'm not going to do that because, of course, the Bills have lost 2 straight games. So this is sort of a hybrid list. It was very challenging. I did not put the Packers, the Rams, or the Broncos, or the Eagles. None of those teams made my list. So without further ado, let's get to this list that I already hate as I speak it out loud.
I hate mine too.
I hate this list, but you know what? Let's do it. And like we did this a couple months ago with something else. And I was like, oh, I like Joe's list more than my list. I want Joe's list. So we'll see. You have to give credit to teams that only have 1 loss. And I don't know how good the Indianapolis Colts are right now, but come on. They deserve to be here at this point. They have maybe the best offensive player that isn't a quarterback right now in Jonathan Taylor, who has a league-leading 8 touchdowns. The physicality of the offensive line, the defense has been much better than advertised, and Daniel Jones hasn't made a ton of mistakes. This is not an endorsement of the Colts to make a deep playoff run, win the Super Bowl, anything like that. But to this point of the season, they're one of the best 5 teams, I think. Now, it's a different question, like, if the Colts and Rams were playing on a neutral, who would I bet? Probably the Rams. But I'm not going to knock a team for being 5-1. So that's where I started my list. Number five, is Indianapolis. Number 4, I went Detroit. Look, they were right there against Kansas City. Right there. And we always play this game, well, who have they beaten? And it's really annoying to me. Like, you can only play who's in front of you. And we will know after 14, 15, 16, 17 games who the best teams in the league are, I would guess. That's probably a fair proclamation. But I think Campbell is pushing a ton of the right buttons. And even with everything that went against him, not having a single penalty called on Kansas City, they're right there in that game. They just couldn't get the big stops in the fourth quarter. But they score that touchdown to go down three, and you're like, oh, they're right here. They're right there. I do like them big picture as well. As I told you, I was a San Francisco guy coming into the season, but because of all the injuries, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, I have to find a new NFC team, and for me, that's Detroit. I think they're very, very good. Do I trust Jared Goff in the playoffs? Maybe, maybe not. But to this point, given how they played against Kansas City, I put the Lions number four. Number three, stop the presses. I still have Buffalo. It's a very good football team, even though they've lost two straight games. I mean, I just told people. There's an odds maker in Vegas who sent me his list. Buffalo's number one in the NFL from a power rating standpoint. Buffalo would probably be favored over Kansas City on a neutral. They probably would. As much as that makes people insane, that's how the Vegas math works. I have my concerns about the defense, which you brought up on Monday during the show. You're like, you know, they're going to have a hard time with Bijan. And they did. Bijan was awesome on the ground against them. And the Bills just look a little complacent right now. It doesn't mean they're not talented. It doesn't mean they don't have an insane quarterback. They just look like they're going through the motions right now. And when games ramp up, I do trust them. Look, this team has made a bunch of runs into the playoffs. Their issue is they can't beat the next team on my list, Kansas City. How high do you put the Chiefs? I couldn't put a 3-3 football team at one. I just couldn't. Like, I guess I could have. I didn't want to put a team that's 3-3 as the best team in football. They're the most dangerous team when healthy. And they're clearly the most dangerous team in the playoffs because of 15. He's the best player in the league and has been for a long time. And he scares me to death, but I just couldn't, as I showed you my scratch off, I had five teams and I just kept moving the order like ferociously. I couldn't figure out what to do with Kansas City. And because I didn't put them one, I ended up putting them two. It's probably a little high. I saw Tom Brady had him eighth. That's definitely too low. There are not seven teams better than Kansas City right now. But I landed with the Chiefs on line number two. Number one by default, I put him here because I just love Baker. I know.
What?
Are the Bucs the best? Are they the best team in football? No. But through six games, as shorthanded as they are, with everybody hurt on the offensive side of the ball, basically, the defense has done a pretty good job. This is going to get – people are going to just hate that I have Tampa Bay number one. But at 5-1 with the heroics of the quarterback, they're just a fun team to root for. And I do think when healthy, they are a threat to make a Super Bowl run. I don't know that they win it, but imagine when you start getting all these other guys back, when you get back the receivers, when you get back some of these offensive linemen, they're going to be better than they already are. And at 5-1, by default, I put Tampa there because I am just falling for this Baker Mayfield stuff, man. I'm guilty. I don't love this list, but that's where I landed.
When you go Indy 5, Detroit 4, Buffalo 3, Kansas City 2, in my mind, and you'll see I put it in the chat, I had no idea who your one was. I was like, oh. He's going to put the Packers one?
No.
Packers? I didn't think you were going Bucks. At no point did I think, oh, Bucks are going to be his number one. I was thinking they weren't going to make your list at all. Paul Aspen mentions Sam plus the Athletic handshake shake emoji. Yes.
Is this their top five, really?
Or is he
the
talking
Bucks.
About
the Bucks are their number one. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Brady's got him one, too. So,
oh, you and TB12. Been in Boston too long.
Teammates. Go Fox Sports. See the Fox?
Uh-huh.
Fox.
See, I don't think you're going to like my list. For the record, two of your top five are not in my top five at all. So I think we have some similarities. We have some differences. There are some teams that I wanted to get in, and I just couldn't put them in there. I'm like, no, they're not better than these teams that are making the bottom of my list, and that's why they didn't make it. All right, let's get at it so we have a couple minutes on the backside. Number five, I put in a team that you did not put in. I didn't plan on having them on the list, but then I just kind of looked at what's happened. I'm like, okay, let's put the Philadelphia Eagles. I agree with the betting market. They're fifth in the odds, and that's where I put the Eagles. When it's the numbers are ugly. The metrics are bad. I think net yards per play, they're 30th in the NFL. A lot of offensive problems. We don't know what's going on with Saquon. A lot of noise around this team. However, their four wins, Dallas, KC, the Rams, and Sam's number one team in the NFL, the Bucs. They've beaten good teams. Kind of slipped by, yes. Trending bad, correct. But I still view them as a top five team. Some of the other teams that I was looking at, I don't think they're better than the Eagles. I think they'll be okay. Eagles number five, even though I don't like where they are right now. Number four, quiet. Quiet, just hovering, right? Hover. Sam on the Muncie Teoscar button, just hovering. Nobody's really talking about them a lot. They didn't make Sam's list either. Number four, I put the Rams. Quietly a really good defense, probably top five EPA per play. They're number four in the NFL. You trust the coach, trust the quarterback. It doesn't sound like this Puka injury is too serious. They're going to be there in the end. They're a real threat. I put the Rams with a 4-2 record at number four overall. Number three, we have the Bills in the exact same spot. I also slid Buffalo down to number four, another 4-2 team. Yes, coming off a couple of losses, and people are blaming the defense for the losses, and I understand that. However, in those two losses, they've averaged 17 points per game against New England and Atlanta. They need to get things right offensively. Kincaid, not having him certainly hurt them. Cook not on the field as much. I have questions as to why that's happening. Nate Collins says he's not focused on football. A lot of stuff, a lot of noise going around the Bills right now. Don't trust their defense. That's scary. But the offense, 26 EPA per play last 2 weeks. They still have Josh Allen. They'll be all right. They'll figure it out. They just need to be average on defense. But I slid the Bills down to number three. Two spots left. I go Eagles five, Rams four, Bills three. Number two, Detroit. Their two losses are at Green Bay, at Kansas City. They did beat Baltimore with Lamar. Impressive win. And I'm looking at of the balanced, most balanced teams in the league where you have a good offense coupled with a top 10 defense. I'd say it's Detroit, man. They're the most balanced team in the league. They're going to be fine. I've been looking at that number this week. Should we consider plus 850? And then I started looking at the history. I'm like, oh my God, we missed an opportunity. They were 17-1 after getting smoked by the Packers. You believe that, Detroit Lions? Yeah, and they have a tough schedule moving forward. But they've done all right with their tough schedule so far, sitting for another team, 4-2. So I put the Lions at number two. Number one, not the Bucs, went Chiefs. 3-3 on the season. I understand. They are trending up. We've seen the difference with Worthy, and now you're getting Rice back on that offense. When they were struggling, everything was they don't have any explosion on offense. There's no explosion. You add one piece in Worthy, changed everything. Since Worthy's come back, even though he's been hobbled, the KC offense last 3 weeks, third in EPA per play, second in success rate, drop back is second in success rate, rushing is second in EPA. You see it. You see it happening, and I get to trust Reed. I get to trust Mahomes. Looks like he's back to being in his prime form. So I put the Chiefs number one, even though they have three losses on the year. Eagles five, Rams four, Bills three, Lions two, Chiefs one. Sam, I think we're kind of on the same page with KC, Buffalo, Detroit. We just disagree on the other two that we had to put in to make the top five.
Yeah, I put more stock in what teams have done and not what they will do. As you were reading your list, I'm like, damn, his list is better. It's much better.
You were going to do that no matter what because you hated your list.
I just, I don't want to knock the Bucks and the Colts for being 5-1. Like, that's really all it came down to. If we were going to say, all right, put your top five highest rated teams, Tampa wouldn't even make my list. But again, I tried to separate rankings and ratings. Like, I really respect what Tampa has done to this point. The question people are thinking, well, if you have them number one, are you betting them to win it all? Nope, I'm not. So that proves that my list is horse manure.
18-1 right now. Nope. Not a massive difference from where they started at the beginning of the year. Look, when we started, so I mentioned there were teams that I wanted to get in that I just didn't at the end. I thought 100% I was going to be with you and have the Colts in. I thought I was. But I started comparing Colts-Rams, and I couldn't get there. Colts-Eagles, and I just couldn't get there. Some people could. You were able to. I just couldn't. If we had a top six, Colts are probably on my list. But we cut it off at five.
Yeah, Rams would have been my sixth.
Yeah, there you go. I was thinking about putting Seattle in. People would have hated that one. Really hated that one. Packers get out. Neither of us even mentioned the Green Bay Packers. All right. We'll continue talking NFL. Live dogs and teasers for the upcoming week. That is next. 3-2-1 later on this hour. The BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm setting the over-under 13.5 number of times we're going to hear the Jake Moody highlights. How many times has it been in 2 days? Like 7?
It's played in my nightmares.
Are they trolling you? I think Jake's trolling you is what's happening. Or is just really excited about it.
Can I say one more thing about the Bears before we move on? Yes. I am so tired of already. It's been 5 weeks, right? Or 5 games. Yeah. I'm so tired of the Ben Johnson locker room stuff. I no longer care. I don't want to see it. The stupid poem that he reads, I just don't care. I don't
see,
care.
I didn't even see it. I saw that it was getting posted a number of places on social media, and it's a video clip, so I got to press play. I just keep on scrolling. I didn't even bother. I wasn't even interested. Was it just lame? Do you not like, is he like college-y? Like, what is it?
I wish I had the actual lyrics of the speech. It's like that. You're better. You're best. You're better. You're best. You're just like, like, God, it's 2 words. It's 9 a.m. I just woke up. I don't need to see the, I don't know. But maybe I'm just a hater, as the kids would say.
Hater. Drinking that haterade. Not so much because you told me that the Bears are going to win this week. And me and Paul were very suspicious of that one. I don't know about that.
Gertz is putting in the chat, that's it. Good, better, best is what he screams at his players after they win. And they like it. It's fine. We should find the audio.
Where does he come from? What school? Dan Campbell. So he's going to do that. Yeah, right,
it's fine. I'm sure there. The players like it after dealing with Eberflus. I'm sure it's a nice change of pace. I don't need to see it every day of my life. That's all.
I don't think that organization has ever had that guy. Right? Have they had that guy since Ditka?
No.
I don't think they have that emotional younger guy, like leader and all that. Like they've steered clear of that. But Dicker was not an offensive mastermind. Like everybody tells us that Ben Johnson is. But anyways. What? What's so funny?
I'm laughing. Paul wrote us a poem about the Bears, which is very funny.
Maybe I'm missing it. I don't hear the over-the-top stuff. I just avoid it. I'm just not interested. I know it's not something that I'm going to be into. So I'm probably like you, and I'm crotchety, and I just keep scrolling. I go elsewhere.
Yeah. My issue is very simple. I just hate their fans. It's nothing really against the team. I hate the fans because the fans never win anything. And when they start to show signs of positivity, it's just crammed down your throat. And depending on who the fan base is, like, it doesn't matter. Like, I just don't – like, the Chiefs win a regular season game, and it's business as usual, right? Oh, we're 3-3 now. We have bigger fish to fry. The Bears beat the Raiders. Just like, all right, like, enough. Stop.
I hate it, too.
It's too much. It's too much.
I know. I hate it as well. That's funny because – like I talk to people in other cities of teams that win consistently and they would actually like to see some of that. I'm like, no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Because the constant conversation, like we talk about our friends in Buffalo a lot. Zach Jones, their producer, I was talking to him off air last week and he's like, I would love to have some of that. It's like, what do you mean? You're Super Bowl, like you're above that. Why would you want some of that week to week where we're going to win the Super Bowl? Let's play for the draft pick kind of swing. Like, no, I get it. It's probably boring because every conversation leads back to, are we finally going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Right? Like that's the conversation 12 months a year. Is it finally going to happen? Boring. But guess what? You're probably going to be in the AFC Championship game for a right to go to the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's probably how it's going to shape up again. And you're going to have another opportunity. You're just going to wait. You have to go through the season to get to that point. I would take that over let's ride the wave of fire the coach. We have the offensive genius. Oh, we suck. Oh, we just won 3 in a row with Ben Johnson. He's going to the Hall of Fame. Bears are going to the Super Bowl. Like, I would much rather have the higher expectations.
No doubt. Live dogs, teasers.
Yes.
You first. Where do you want to start?
How about teasers? Let's reverse it a little bit before we get to the dogs. Number one teaser on the board. It's a low total game, and I know you don't typically go this route. If we're laying 7, we're laying 1 on New England. Total only 42. Patriots at the Titans, New England -1. Lock it in.
Sure. I don't think they're winning. Losing. I don't.
Yeah.
So that would be a really good place to start. Yeah. Let's do a teaser. Let's go up on Indianapolis.
Yes.
Catching 1.5 to 7.5. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. I think this is a good week for teasers. I think last week, maybe the last couple of weeks, it was kind of challenging. But just based on where the numbers are sitting this week, I think it's a pretty strong week. So I like that one as well. I think that is one of the top legs. There's a few. What do we think about Minnesota? You go from 2-8 at home. Against a struggling Eagles team. Are the Eagles going to win by margin on the road?
They could, of course, but this one wasn't on my list. I could get there on Minnesota, especially if you get 2-8 instead of 1.5 to 7.5. I like that protection.
Low total.
Yeah.
43.5 total.
So we can get from 2-8 there. That makes sense. Yeah. I mean, I get it.
I think there are a lot of options this week. Plenty of them. What's another one that comes to mind? Man, I could rattle off like 6.
The Jets at home.
Okay.
You make Carolina a 7.5-point road favorite.
Okay. Yeah. I don't mind it. It is 1.5 just about everywhere. I don't hate that. Carolina, it's weird. We're trying to figure this team out. They're so good at home and so bad on the road. Jets are desperate. They're going to be without Garrett Wilson this week, but 0-6, you would think you're going to get their best fight going up against Carolina at home. They got to win this game. Another low total game. Another one, low 40s, which is something that I look at a lot when targeting some teaser legs. That's a pretty good leg. What else?
Well, Denver down would be.
I wrote that down.
Yeah. I know you want to go. Ideally, you want to go through 7-3, right? That's the long principle. But when you take Denver from a 7-point favorite and move them down to a 1-point favorite and put that defense and Benito and Sertan against Jackson Dart on the road, probably a pretty good chance the Broncos win, right? Not by margin, yep, but just win the game.
Just got to win. They're awesome at home. There's more, man. I don't know if you would disagree with any of them. Looking for ones that I've not mentioned. Washington, Dallas, division game. Washington, a short road favorite. So BetMGM is posting a 2 on this. We can get Dallas at +8. It's a high total game, so that's not typically one that you target, but I'm getting Dallas +8 at home. We'll see the status of McLaurin and company, but the way that Dallas has been scoring, do we really think that Washington's going to win by at least 9?
No. This total has been blasted up to the look-ahead number was 51.5, and then they reopened it at 53. And now we're sitting 55 or 55.5. That, without knowing anything, that seems like somebody somewhere thinks that Washington's going to be healthier, combined with Dallas's defensive issues. It's going to be a long season there. They're going to be in a ton of games back and forth, back and forth. So if you like points and you like the dog, Dallas for sure. I was going to put Dallas as a live dog. But in a teaser, yeah, if I like him as a live dog, of course you think about him in a teaser as well.
Look, I mean, the Atlanta-San Francisco one, it's understandable. Math-wise, it makes sense. You go from Atlanta +8.5 at San Fran. Let's see what the status is. Some of these guys, we just named 7 legs. Which one is your favorite?
New England.
Agree. New England to, let's figure out our second favorite leg. I like Indy strong. Are the Chargers going to win by 8?
With that line and those injuries, I don't think so.
Indy strong. I think Minnesota's pretty good too. Would you put those at the top?
I'd go Indy over Minnesota because it still is Carson Wentz, and there are ways that he could definitely screw this up for us.
Okay. Certainly fair. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network, live dogs. What do you think?
Live dogs or public dogs? Which one do you want first? Because you know the public dog is going to be Tampa. But Damn. Can you be a public dog and a live dog? Question mark?
I love Detroit.
Do you?
Yes. It's
funny because you had the Chiefs over the Lions. I had the Lions over the Chiefs. And now I'm like, Tampa. And you're like, no, Detroit. So we see this one much differently. I will probably stay off the game. Probably on Friday when we do the room and Paul rifles out the 5 plays. Tampa. I agree. Paul said that on Monday. He's like, the room will love Tampa. When nerds like me come on BetSweats and say, Tampa's number one in power rankings, like that doesn't help. It doesn't help the cause, Joe.
But I say that now on Wednesday morning. It's going to be tough to go to the window and say, I want to lay 5.5 against Baker because he's always in it at the end. that's going to be the difficult part of the exercise. We'll see if we can get there. My point is, they're not a live dog for me. So that public dog, I am not on. I'm not. Do we have another Thursday crazy upset? Is this going to keep happening?
Flacco, really? Short week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to steer me to the Saints as your live dog.
Oh, I will. I will. I was just asking the question because that game is going on tomorrow.
Saints
strolling to Soldier Field. I hate the Saints Bears game too, but I'll say this, never Chicago -5.5.
You said field goal, I think, yesterday, right?
Yeah, I'm not laying 5.5 on that game. Yep.
Damn.
Colts are live. What else?
I want you to tell me the Saints are going to win.
It's hard for me to say Rattler's going to go on the road and win. That's what's holding me back. Because, you know, I thought the Saints were going to cover last week against New England, too. Now, it was this one-score game, and the difference was Drake May in the first half. But it's hard, Rattler on the road, sitting here and saying that Rattler's going to lead them to a victory.
I mean, the reality is, if the Commanders could just hold on to the football, they win that game on Monday.
They win that game. I mean, it's
just like, oh, the Commanders turned it over again. Okay, I got it. You know, like, I don't know. The Bears were fine. They did enough to win, of course. But
oh, Paul's right.
Lost the game.
It's going to rain all week. It's going to rain all day Saturday and Sunday as well. That's the expectation. So it could be slippery again.
Great.
So you might not want any part of that game. You mentioned the Colts. We like them. Dallas. Yes. You mm-hmm. said them. Any other teams that we're missing? Maybe a longer
Arizona?
Shot. Is Brissett playing?
If Brissett's playing, I like it. If he's not,
I like
him. I've always liked Jacoby uh-huh. Brissett. I've always been a fan.
Yep. I agree with you. I like it if Brissett's in. Maybe Saints. Never Titans. God. Dolphins? At Cleveland. Cleveland's laying 3. What a gross game.
I don't bet coaches that wear capri pants. Not anymore.
3-2-1 is next. BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniadovich. This music is a thing. Thanks for hanging out on X, Bet_Sweats, Bet_Sweats. We may have stumbled upon something yesterday, a little game of 3-2-1. At the same time, we all say our pick, and just to see if we are all in lockstep or on different pages. And it was very funny because we were talking about World Series MVP candidates from the Seattle Mariners, and the three of you, Sam, Paul, and Jake, all had different hitters in that Seattle lineup.
Well, sometimes it's better to kind of spread everything out, you know?
Yeah.
You don't all want to line up on the same thing. If we just agreed for 3 straight hours, nobody would listen.
Yes.
There's my twist.
Exactly. Good stuff.
And watch First none take. Of us win. What? Watch like Mitch Garver right? win. Like watch us all be wrong.
Oh, because they're not going to win the World Series. Julio.
That also is true.
I mean,
I'm just going to say it. Ohtani is so due to just have a enormous World Series. He's doing nothing.
We said that last year, though, too.
Yeah. Never 3-1. But you're saying no, it just never. Could be an L because he's going to
yeah, be. Yeah, right. Yeah,
his chance of being great.
3-1.
Yeah. I get it. Executive producer Paul Aspen is here. Paul, what are we going to do with 3-2-1 today?
All right. So we'll kind of, between Jake and I, we might ping pong between who's teeing these up. But for the NFC North, Jake, you will be in the mix as well. So basically, I'll go 3-2-1, throw a division out there, an NFL division out there. You guys will pick the winner. And that's how we'll start. So NFC North, we'll start. The Packers are the favorite at even money. All right. 3-2-1. Who's winning the North?
Bears.
Lions.
You are not the Bears.
What do you mean? Do better, best.
Lying.
12-1.
No, you jump Lions. In. It's Lions.
4-2 after sure. they beat the Saints. 4-2.
3-3.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Lions. So nobody said the Packers. Nobody. No,
I don't
favorite.
Believe in them. I don't like them.
I don't either.
Never have.
Man. We did do NFC East yesterday. We heard that in the open. We did do the AFC West yesterday. So we will move on to the NFC West, where the Rams are the favorite. Jake, you might as well chime in here too, and I will too. Who's winning the NFC West? 3-2-1. Niners.
Seahawks.
Is that three Niners?
Sam Niners. Me Seahawks. Jake Seahawks. Oh, 2-2.
No Rams.
No Rams.
And they're the favorite again. What are we doing? I'm going to have to come up with a
division. I mean, that tracks. Yeah, I actually put one in last week. I'll have to pull it up. But actually, Seahawks are part of it. So I'm against myself. Shocker. All right. So this one, heavy favorite. NFC South, Sam's Bucks, -400 favorite. Who is winning the NFC South in 3-2-1?
Bucks.
Falcons.
No, still?
No way.
I'm not. I did like what I saw. I liked what I saw. Yeah. They're trending up. Explain.
No, I mean, did they figure something out on offense, or is the Bills' defense just that bad? Like, look, the number's begging you to take the Falcons this week, so that is not great. But maybe the Bucks do this all year, but the one score Bucks, we're saying they're going to, at least Joe and I, are saying they're going to lose this week. I mean, is it over? If it's already over, okay. But that's the only one. Yeah, that's the only one worth considering. Not doing the Panthers thing. Obviously, the Saints, no, but.
I was dying for Sam to say the Saints just to keep going with the shtick. I was dying.
You're getting a win this week, right?
Yeah.
Can we put this music up a little bit? Where did we find this music?
This is crazy.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream.
Yeah, dude, I'm in like a house of mirrors visions of and escapes. I keep running into a mirror. Like, get me out of here.
This is the Tom Petty "Don't Come Around Here No More" video, like Alice this in Wonderland. Would be,
no. I'm glad that we found John Wayne Gacy's ringtone to play during this. This is awesome.
This is insane. Who found this? Was this Paul or Jake?
Yeah,
literally, this was not me.
What was it labeled? What was it called? Do you remember?
I think I typed in countdown music, and this was the first one, like comedy countdown.
It's like called Europe. Comedy countdown music. Comedy of my nightmares.
It is.
Yeah.
Anybody scared of clowns on the show?
No.
I'm not scared. I was a kid.
Yeah, not scared. Okay. Don't associate. Really,
yeah, when I was a child, Joseph.
Did you freak out?
I know what I'm going to be for Halloween on this show. I'm definitely
going to be a clown. We're going to get GRP. Can you be a clown this year? Oh, you already are?
All right. We got a couple more divisions.
For Halloween, I'm just going to be a coach of the year bet, and everybody will want a piece. I'll just be a slip. Sorry,
that's seven, I think.
No, you're good. All right. A couple more divisions will roll through. Will anyone venture away from the Bills in the AFC East? Bills are minus 205 favorite. Who is winning the AFC East in 3, 2, 1?
Bills.
Bills. Okay. Glad we did this.
Unanimous.
Okay.
Now he's talking AFC East.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone wants to expand real quick, I mean.
It's just the Bills were minus 3,000 2 weeks ago, and now they're minus 235. Despite the sky falling, they're still favored. And eventually the Patriots are going to make some mistakes, I would think. Just it's a math thing for me.
Yep. I would agree with that. However, I don't think it's a runaway because it can't be a runaway with the New England schedule. Like they're going to hang around in this. But opinion-wise, yeah, I think the Bills are just going to end up winning it in the end. They'll get their revenge against the Patriots. They'll end up splitting on the season. But, like, New England's going to hang around. We're not going to – you're laughing. What are you laughing at? This music? It is a lot.
Music is insane.
Music is crazy.
It's just insane. Sorry.
All right.
And just a whee.
Yeah. This picture like a Nickelodeon cartoon.
There's a lot going on in this song. Like there's a scream at some point. There's a lot.
Yeah. I heard the first like 8 seconds. I was like, sold, done, easy. Got it.
Whew. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
All right. AFC South. We got the Colts now. All I think is the Colts, a minus 170 favorite in the AFC South. Who is winning the AFC South in 3, 2, 1?
Colts.
Jags.
Great. Me and Paul on the same side with the Jags. What could possibly go wrong?
I tried to do Texans, but I can't get there. Rams by Raiders. Texans will be a big game. Chargers falling apart. Cardinals team we're not buying. Titans, Colts, Jets. I just like the way this – I see the schedule lining up for the Jaguars. And they got, you know, the game in hand against the Chiefs, which, again, is not the division, not the tiebreaker necessarily, but Colts still got to face them, right? Because South versus West, tougher games left.
I would like earlier. Like,
do we really think the other shoe isn't going to drop with this Indiana Jones thing at some point?
Alabama Jones?
At some point. Yeah, probably.
In the playoffs.
Duke Jones.
I would like to take Houston, too. They have the fourth toughest remaining schedule. It's brutal.
So not a lot of
easy spots for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what would we have? Colts up top? Me and Jake on Jags?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I took the Jags before the year, but just looking where they are now moving forward, and the Colts are a lot better than I thought.
Okay. All right. We're going to pivot a little bit for this next one. I want everyone to weigh in. I will abstain because I don't know how I feel. Who has more playoff wins, Indiana or Notre Dame? In 3, 2, 1.
Notre Dame.
Oh.
Indiana.
Notre Dame, but they might not get there.
That's part of it.
Yes. Yeah. I'd like to see him play again.
Yeah.
Oof.
No.
All right. Last one. Dame. Yeah, he'd be on the Irish. All right. Do the Blue Jays win tonight? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not doing Shane Bieber on the road. I'm good. I'm way good on that.
It's not any sign. Get out. This is the season here.
Yeah, I mean, this is the season, like, but does anyone feel good regardless of Max Scherzer and game four in a possible elimination game? No.
Is this a sweep, Jake?
I think it. I don't want to say yes because watch Seattle go up 3-0 tonight, and then you just get vintage Scherzer for no reason in game four, and he's just awesome, just because of course. Yeah. So I'll say gentlemen sweep. I think Toronto gets one at some point. I don't think it's tonight, though, so I guess that would be game four.
Please don't play that music during Todd Frazier. I think he'll leave. Like, I'm not being associated with this garbage.
I might leave.
I hope we didn't lose people during the segment because of the music.
No way.
We got comments on the music. Is there a cat screaming in the background?
Yeah. Todd Frazier's next. Major League Baseball on the other side. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.